The Tour Bus Music Show, Episode 37.
You're listening to the Audios Maximus Network. Expand your mind. Widen your world. Many countries, one nation. www.audiosmaximus.com.
Hey, this is Rudy Sarzo, and you're listening to The Tour Bus.
The Tour Bus Music Show. Your link to live music. Rock out with your pod out. www.thetourbusmusicshow.com. Hello, everyone. This is T-Mike, and welcome to this episode of the Tour Bus Music Show. On this show, I have something a little bit special and a little bit different from what we normally do. I'm going to bring to you an act that had a profound influence on me as a younger musician and actually influenced me to become a musician. The band we're going to be featuring on today's show is called Circle of Light. And for those of you who do not know, Circle of Light is actually the rebirth of the original lineup of Lillian Axe pre-MCA signing. For those of you who are out around the world that are familiar with the band Lillian Axe, we're all familiar with the album that was released in the late 80s, the self-titled album Lillian Axe. This band is actually previous to this period. Lillian Axe actually performed around the Louisiana and southern United States area for a number of years before the band was actually signed to MCA. There was a few member changes, a few things that changed with the band, and that is what we all know and love as today's Lillian Axe. But going back a little bit, the original lineup of Johnny Vines, Steve Blaze, Mike Max, and Danny King was the original four-member group. And the songs that we're going to be playing along with the interview that we recorded are songs that are going back to those days when Lillian was originally touring with the original four members. The guys have gotten back together after all these years and reformed a new band, as we've said, Circle of Light, and they have released a new album of all their original music. Now, for the interview itself, I'm just going to tell you this was done after a CD release party back just a few months ago, and the guys had a few minutes to sit down with us and answer a few questions in addition to some of the music that we're going to be featuring from the album, Circle of Light, The Rebirth, on today's show. I would encourage you to take a listen to it because this music is just as timeless today as it was when it was originally created. It's very nice after all these years to hear these songs finally on an album with the production and presented in a way that they deserve to be presented. Before we get to the interview, I just want to remind everyone you can catch the Tour Bus Music Show on Stitcher Radio at stitcher.com/the Tour Bus Music Show, which is also where you can download the free app to be able to listen to it on your mobile devices. You can hear us on iTunes and about 100 other podcast directories online, as well as at our website at www.thetourbusmusicshow.com and www.audiosmaximus.com. And for those of you who have a little trouble spelling it, we have an easier website address for you. It is www.amnpodcast.com. Now a word from our sponsor, and then on to the show. Thanks for listening. Today's episode of the Tour Bus Music Show is brought to you by Limos.com. Whether you're headed out to your favorite concert, catching a ride from the airport, or if you just want to look like a rock star for your night on the town, go to Limos.com to get the role that makes you rock.
Tales from the back of the bus.
Circle of Light, Modern Day Vampire.
Run for
Knots, can you tell me the story about how the band came back together after so many years apart?
I mean, really, Circle of Light was just kind of like a combination of a lot of circumstances that were good. My band, Logan, actually, was opening for Lillian Axe. Stevie and I have some history. And next thing you know, we were talking at dinner one time in Houston. And I was looking for a band, and Steve was looking for somebody to sing with him. He said, "Hey, dude, let's put this band together." I'm like, "Okay." And I said, "Well, what are you going to call it?" He said, "Circle of Light." I'm like, "Okay, sounds great." So next thing you know, 6 months later, we got together with Michael and with Dan.
And, the Hall of Fame.
Great history. And here we are.
Dude, that is not even at all how it went. We were snow skiing.
I'm pissed.
In the Alps. We were all together. This band was together for back in the early 80s or the mid 80s. And then we all went different ways, did different things musically. And basically, yeah, like he said, we got together kind of by fate. And I thought it would be great. And it was something that really burned inside of me to come full circle. That I said, man, we've got all these songs that we used to play that was still never released in the past. I think after all these years, I think it's time. I kind of felt like, you know, I had no idea what these guys were going to even say. I just said, "Johnny, listen, let's put the band back together, man." And it was like some old hippie thing. Yeah, it was like Blues Brothers. And he said, "Yeah, that'd be great." Next thing you know, we're on the phone with these guys, and we kind of sealed the deal at New Orleans Hamburger.
That's right. The meeting, yeah. Hamburger and Seafood Company.
Yeah, that was it. And it was a really good excuse to get a free meal, but at the end of the meal, we were like, let's try this. So we went that same day and rehearsed and played a bunch of these songs that we had not played together in over 20 years, and it was horrific. No, it really wasn't that bad. We were just amazed how we could even remember
this stuff. He sucked. That was awesome.
He was great. The rest of us were horrible. And so, and then from there, it built a little at a time. We did a couple, did we do a show or two? And we felt it out. Next thing you know, we got the opportunity to do a record. And then what we've been working on for a long time. And it's coming out now. And
25 years.
Yeah, a long time ago.
So seven, huh?
But it's awesome. So we're here, new record, and hopefully lots of good momentum going.
Can you tell us all what the dynamic was like of getting back together and working together after so many years?
That was a little weird, I think, at first, you know. Some of us hadn't been in touch for a lot of years. You know, we got together, we talked, found some common ground on a direction, I think, and the chemistry was still there. That's the main thing that we were known for, you know, was the chemistry that we had, and I think it was still there right from that first rehearsal. You know, even though we were shaky on some of the material, of course, after close to 27 years, but the chemistry was, you know, there was an undeniable vibe, you know, when the four of us played together that was still there and is still there, you know.
It still is. It's
and, you
phenomenal,
know,
man.
We're all a little more mature and less drunk and drugged and you know, and whatever.
Yeah, I was about to say, speak for
yourself. You know, no. Some of us.
Well,
me.
What really, really closed the whole thing on the chemistry, because we hadn't seen each other, well, you know, Johnny and I had, but just occasionally, I hadn't seen Danny in a while, and I'd see Michael here and there, but we all ordered the shrimp platter, and as when that happened, it was like, that's it. It was written in the cards, man. We all had ice cream and the little snow cone machine or whatever, and it was it, and we knew it. But it kind of felt like it just hadn't even missed a beat. It was cool, but it wasn't weird to me. I guess everybody probably had their own ideas of what it was going to be like when we got in the room together, but I was, which is not like me to be calm about much, but I was like, really?
That's true, huh?
I was like, really? I was like, okay, hey, Danny, what's up? Let's go play. You know,
yeah.
I just felt like it was, hadn't missed a beat, like there was nothing, like I didn't have to really relearn everybody. We already, you know, it was like, you know, when you're with so close to somebody for a long period of time, it really never goes away. The playing dynamic is probably better than I think than it ever was. I mean, it's more relaxed and more powerful and probably more more energetic and even maybe tighter. I mean, we always were really very tight, but now it's a different kind of, like a mature tightness, you know?
So, yeah.
Yep.
I love it. It's a lot of fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
Circle of Light, rest in peace. We'll be right back. was the experience like recording the new album?
This is where they bag on me. For me, it was really rushed. It was like, get in there, let's lay it down, and then the freaking thing didn't come out for a year. Anyway, I was like, what the hell am I rushing for?
26 years, plus one.
But, I don't know, who wants to field this one?
For myself, it was another learning experience to get back in the studio with quality musicians. I've been fumbling around trying to do things musically for a couple of years out of the loop, and had a hard time just putting it together with other musicians.
Yeah, I mean, say all of us, he's been playing the whole time. He never missed a beat, you know, never stops,
right.
You know. But some of us hadn't, I mean, myself personally, I didn't play for a little over 20 years, almost 21 years. I did not play. I put it down, walked away, and, you know, had just now, you know, before we hooked up, I had just started dabbling a little bit again. So for me, it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was hard, man.
It's pretty amazing, though, to play like you're doing now.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, me and Danny were getting together, yeah, in a cover band.
Yeah, we were fumbling around
before
a little bit.
Before any of this transpired, me and Danny hooked up.
Yeah.
Before
three whole rehearsals.
Before the Hall of Fame,
know,
Louisiana Hall of Fame show, before,
yep,
that, for any of this,
you know what I
me and Danny hooked up.
That y'all got reading,
yeah,
glasses on.
Yeah.
And if I had mine, I would be too.
I thought of taking them off yeah, for this, and then I said to myself,
yeah,
you know what,
this
I'm just going to freaking wear them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hide.
Danny King. Damn. Y'all look better without these on, man.
Oh, man. Okay, can we start this over, please?
All right, rehearsal's done. We're ready to go.
Take two.
I thought the recording thing, it was, you know, producing it is torture, period. It really is. But at the end of the day, it's like when you sit back and you finally have it mastered and the mixes are final and whatnot, it was great. But I hate cutting records, man. It's great in the creative element, but the details, you know, if all I had to do was walk in there and do my stuff and leave, I'd be fine.
Yeah, but he's really good at it. He can make us sound good. If he can make us sound that good, he's gifted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So guys, tell us, where does inspiration come from when you're writing your music?
That's a weird question, because it's kind of from it sounds cheesy when you go, well, my life experiences, but... You know, it really, I think it depends on the individual who writes songs and lyrics and whatnot, like the type of person they are and how things affect them, you know. So I wear my heart on my sleeve, so I write about things that are like upset me or make me really like the things that emotionally charge me. But now the songs on this record we wrote a long time ago, so what was charging me back then was a few different things. But basically
melon
still
balls.
The same.
Melon balls.
The melon balls?
But there were times, you know. I mean, if you listen, if you read the lyrics and if you see the song, listen to the songs on the CD, they're timeless. The themes are timeless. The ideas,
yeah,
the concepts. I mean, everything. And we lived what Stephen wrote in those days. We all lived it together. So that's what gave it its dynamic. That's what gave it its connection with all of us.
Yeah, it's easy to when you write and you share the same kind of convictions and thoughts as everybody else. And that's another thing, when you're with a group of people and you're writing for that group and that chemistry, it's almost like you absorb how the other guys feel. So it's kind of like it's intangible kind of effect that you get just from the people that are around you. So whenever you know, like whenever I'm writing, you know, whether it's for Lillian Axe or for Circle, it's like, you know, I soak up what these guys are. I think about, you know, back in the day when I was writing these, thinking about how these guys would react and how they would play these parts. And I'd listen in my head to Danny playing the drums and that's what would he do and how Michael would play. Because it's a whole different dynamic. You know, in this band, it's one guitar. I'm usually in two guitar bands, but having a bass player and a drummer like this where the rhythm section is, you don't need another guitar player. It's so powerful, but it's a whole different dynamic. So my playing and the things that I write are going to be different, but they're tailored around that. And the way that he sings and the way he expresses himself. And plus, he's, you know, we're all very similar, you know, mentally and ideas and stuff. So it's actually all of it is torturous. Writing songs and producing, that on stage is the fun part. But when you're creating things, it really, you know, and that's just probably just me. you know, because if I'm writing a song and it's not finished, I wake up in the middle of the night singing it until it's done, organized, arranged, and demoed, then I can breathe. That's just because I'm kind of weird.
Circle of Light. Circus comes to town. Guys, tell us, what is next for Circle of Light?
That's a good one. Somebody, I was wondering the same thing.
Well, yeah, the record comes out in 2 weeks, so it'll be, you know, we're hoping to get nice, good sales right off the bat. But I think we're probably going to wind up just seeing what happens. But I think a lot with shows. I mean, you know, we want to be smart about playing and doing the right shows and whatnot. But, you know, I was actually, the other night, I was divinely inspired. I was like, we were doing some, like, Black Sabbath stuff. And I was like, you know what?
That's kind of a good, feel like, good band to be divinely inspired by.
Well, no, it wasn't them that inspired me. It was the way that we play some of those kind of like heavy, riffy things. And it's like, man, I kind of feel a path setting up here for me to start writing another record and getting into doing some brand new stuff. And by kind of feeling out where we really sound good in the direction of the band.
I mean, that's the natural progression for me is, I mean, right now we're just thrown back together and it still works and we're playing this old stuff, but I, you know, for me, I'd like to see what we got, you know, what we can do with some new stuff. I would really, I'm really curious to see, you know, what he's going to write for us today and what he and I are going to do as a rhythm section. It's exciting, you know, but I also don't think we want to make it a grind. I don't think we want to feel like we have to get on the treadmill, you know. Some of us are in other bands, we have families now. You know, so we don't want to feel, you know, like this is work or labor. We just want to let it happen.
Like I said last year, just let it grow legs and go where it wants to go.
Yeah, see where it's going to go. And, you know, if opportunity comes up to play a show, absolutely. We love to play, you know, when we have the time. And if chance, you know, that he sits down and writes some stuff for us, you know, we love the material he writes and I would love to play some new stuff that he writes. So, you know, that would be an exciting thing for me. That's where I would like to see it end up going, is to see where we are today, you know, rather than playing the old things.
I say the four of us have definitely, we definitely got a little grayer and we're mature men now. I mean, I grew up playing music with these guys. I was 15 years old when I started playing with Steve in ballrooms in Fat City.
Yeah.
And so I grew up playing in a rock band with these three guys. So definitely the style and the ideas and the concept of the music was different back then. And it's evolved, and everybody's evolved in their own way, for whatever path they've taken through life, through the good times and the bad times. And I really feel when the time is right, and the situation's set up where everybody has their time, and we get together, and if we do decide to write new music, it's going to be pretty damn phenomenal. I really feel that way, because I think there's a lot of contribution that everybody can contribute to the songwriting process. I think it's going to be awesome.
It'll be fun.
Definitely. It's a matter of finding the time to do it. You know, that's like anything, though. You got to make the time. Find the time, make the time.
I got an hour Thursday between 6 and 7.
I think next Friday I have two hours.
Two?
I'll be free.
Even better
than me. Yeah.
No, we'll make the time. Hey, we said it 2 years ago that we were going to do it, and we did it.
And we did it, yeah.
Took 2 years, but we did it.
Is there anything that all of you would like to say to all of the original fans of the band, as well as the new ones that you're gaining today?
They were all here tonight, I think. It for me personally, it's humbling.
Humble.
You know, that we, you know, we got back together, you know, that the whole Hall of Fame thing that came up, and the you know, the sudden swelling of people that came up that actually remembered this band. I mean, we're talking 27 years ago, roughly. And none of them have, you know, we've forgotten about it. These songs, nobody's heard. And tonight, they're all here, the same people. They know all the words. It blows me away, you know? I mean, this material, I don't even know the words to half of these songs. And I'm looking out there tonight, and they're all singing it. It's amazing, you know? It's just amazing to me. It's really, really, really humbling.
But it's exhilarating, because it adds fuel to the fire. It keeps us going, you know?
Thank you is what I'd say to them.
Yes.
You blow me away, you know. I hope we have something more to give you. I hope we take this, you know, and it to the next step, and, you know, see if we can offer you something new and exciting.
One of the cool things is, like, at the end of the night, you know, you talk to all these people, and just over the years, every one of them, I kind of feel bad because, you know, a lot of these people I still have seen over the years, and every one of them, you give them like, you only have time to spend like 30 seconds
yeah,
or a minute.
Yeah, and you're bouncing.
And you feel bad because some of these people you used to hang with years ago, and there's so many of them over the years, it just accumulates, and you kind of feel like you want to really, you know, let them know how much they mean, because every one of them's got stories about hung out with you here and I did that and how much you mean to them and this and that over the years. And it is humbling and it's great. And the cool thing about it is I think a lot of them really understand that, you know, like I've had a lot of people tonight thank me. Thank you guys for doing this, how much it means to you. So that's a great thing too. Because, you know, you got a lot of people that don't, especially like young people that didn't grow up listening to like when hard rock really started getting popular in the 70s and 80s and, you know, then started declining in the 90s. But back in the days when it was a really, people really cared about rock music, like genuinely and not just what was the fad of the day. And you realize how much just things that you did 20 years ago, 25 years ago, have been with these people for so many years and they still remember it all. So putting the record out stuff and giving people, but and it's cool because not only giving them something that it meant something to them younger, but you know, young people, I mean, this isn't like dated rock. This is all stuff that's as hip modern as anything else out there, and we don't even think about it like that. It transcends modern because, you know, we're cool. So, but it is really nice to see so many people enjoying it so much.
Yeah, I mean, you feel relevant even after all this time. You know, it feels like it's still relevant. I don't know how it can be, but it is somehow. So it's awesome. God bless every one of them. Every one of them. We're so grateful to all of them. We had people here tonight from where? Missouri, Texas, you know, Mississippi. I mean, people came from all over tonight for this little show. You know, I mean, it's staggering the different places and like, all the people you step through and talk to, you know, the places they came from to see this. Wow. Get a life! Just kidding.
Continue to share your life with us. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, hell. God bless them. Thank you, thank you, thank you all.
Especially if you bought a record and a t-shirt.
Yes, yes, if you're buying the record, double thank you.
So one last question for you guys. How can everyone find Circle of Light online?
Man, we're on Facebook. We got two pages on Facebook. You can go to CircleOfLightRocks.com. CircleOfLightRocks.com is our webpage. We've got Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com. You can go to YouTube. I mean,
Amazon's a good way to do it.
Amazon, you can get the CD, you can get the, you know, merchandise online.
You can even contact me on my personal page. I always got time for someone who's buying my stuff. I'll always take a minute, you know, in my day.
Danny King on Facebook, Johnny Vines on Facebook,
you know,
a lot of places.
Yep. We are not too big for our fans.
They are not. We are.
Circle of Light. Circle of Light. We'll be right back.
from my nightmare. I look to the skies, a bright constellation. It's the circle of light. Looking for the
Maximus Network, a division of Global Stage Media. All rights reserved. All interviews and music heard on this show are used with the express permission of the copyright owners. No portion of this show may be reused without permission of the copyright owners and or Global Stage Media, LLC. For more information and show credits, please visit www.thetourbusmusicshow.com/info. www.audiosmaximus.com. Be sure to catch the show and don't miss the bus.